Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now you're welcome back. Let's go on a mini world tour. The Sydney Opera House, the Niagara Falls, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, three international heritage sites which will be lit up green this Wednesday to mark St. Patrick's Day. But, according to our next guest, the hard work Ireland puts into this annual initiative stands in marked contrast to what he calls our lackluster efforts to win global recognition for heritage sites right here at home in Ireland. Just two heritage sites in the Republic are listed as UNESCO World Heritage Sites. They are Skellig Mhíle or Skellig Michael and Brú na Bóinne, which includes Newgrange. Seven further sites were proposed by Ireland for consideration 10 years ago, but Clare TD Michael McNamara says we've done very little since then to progress those applications. And he says some local authorities don't even want the designation. Michael McNamara, good evening to you.
Good evening, Cormac.
You are rattling local authorities up and down the state, I would say. But you say we should be doing a lot more to designate or to have Irish heritage sites designated on the UNESCO list. Why? What difference would it make?
Well, first of all, it is about, I suppose, international prestige and drawing attention to your patrimony, as other countries have done by seeking and obtaining that designation, like the sites that you mentioned, the pyramids in Giza, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, all of these international sites, the Sydney Opera House. It's sites that are of either built heritage, like Sydney Opera House, or natural heritage, like, I suppose, the Burn was designated as put on the tentative list, but while it did get geopark status, hasn't progressed to UNESCO heritage status. The Giant's Causeway would be one where UNESCO status was sought in respect of Northern Ireland, which is obviously natural heritage. But it also ensures that, you know, there's a certain type of visitor that seeks to seeks out these sites and visits them. By and large, in 2010, a survey was done by Tourism Ireland, which found that heritage tourism was worth $2 billion to the Irish economy. But perhaps most importantly, that heritage tourists spent twice as much during their visits to Ireland as, for example, people.
So they're high-value tourists as well. So, but I was doing a bit of a survey myself, and I saw that it doesn't automatically follow that just because you're on the UNESCO list that you'll get more visitors. Because, for example, Brú na Bóinne is on the UNESCO list, but Donnerail or Glenda Loch, they get more visitors.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being on the list also involves protecting the site and developing it in a way that protects it. Now, obviously, the OPW is very protective, and rightly so, of Brú na Bóinne or Newgrange, and only opens it up for a very limited number of people, as indeed is the case with Skellig Michael. It's open for a limited period of time for a limited number of visits because, you know, you don't want to destroy that which is the object of the tourism. I mean, that's a problem worldwide from various sites around the world. Over-tourism can be a problem. But, you know, at the end of the day, people do visit areas because of these sites, to visit them, but also to visit the general area, find out more about them and find out more about the civilization that they inspired. For example, there are far more than seven sites. There are seven sort of, included in the seven that you mentioned, there are groups of sites like early monastic sites, which includes Clonmacnoise, Glenda Loch, Inis Caltra and Loch Derrick, which is very near where I live myself. There are Western stone forts, including the well-known Dún Éingusa on Inishmore, but equally other less well-known forts like Carcamon and the Burren or Steig in Kerry.
Okay, so Michael, what are you saying that should be happening here then? Because I think you're saying that local authorities might be partly to blame for us
I'm not saying local authorities are to blame. When I last raised this in the Dáil with the interim government before the new government was elected in June, but when I raised it previously in 2015, I was told by the minister that local authorities had expressed a lack of interest in progressing it in respect of Clonmacnoise and in respect of the Western Stone Forts in Kerry. So I mean, I'm not saying that that's what the minister is saying, but what I am saying is that it is for the department to put forward designations that will work and to put forward like-minded sites from local authorities that want to progress them for various reasons. I mean, Sligo Local Authority, for example, earlier this year indicated that it did want to progress Neolithic landscapes, Neolithic sites in Sligo, like Queen Maeve's Cairn and megalithic cemeteries of Carrimore and Carrickeel. So there are local authorities that do want to move forward sites in their in their area for World Heritage designation.
And we asked the department for a response to this, and we have a statement from the Minister for Housing on it, and he says that Ireland's tentative list of World Heritage sites includes those properties that are considered to be suitable for progression to World Heritage status. The current tentative list is now under review, he says, in keeping with UNESCO advice to do so every 10 years. Mm-hmm. And his department has invited local authorities to submit applications with respect to sites within their areas of responsibility that would meet those requirements, and the deadline for those applications is the 30th of June 2021. So, I mean, the invitation is out there, it's open for local authorities to step up.
Yeah, no, and I very much hope they do. And once they do step up, then I hope that the department progress the list and actively engage with the local authorities, but also with UNESCO to get these sites on the list. Because by and large, they do bring an increase in international attention, just as sort of greening the Leaning Tower of Pisa and does that, and it creates the purpose of that, I suppose, is to create an increased awareness of Ireland and the heritage and culture of Ireland. That's the greening I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost a lot of money, but it does, I'd imagine, take a huge amount of time to organise all of that. And likewise, with regard to this designation, I don't think it would cost a huge amount of money,
If you really get to the crux of what you're saying, Michael, what I'm hearing is that you're accusing the government and those in power of leprechaun hypocrisy, in a way, that you go around the world putting green paint on different buildings and green light on different buildings, but when you really have to put your hand in your pocket and protect the valuable sites you have at home, they're nowhere to be found. That's exactly what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, I don't think I'd put it quite as strongly as you're putting it, but I mean, I do think that what we do abroad has to be matched by what we do at home. We do need to act to promote these sites. I mean, Clare County Council, in respect of Inishcaltra, which is near me, is engaging in a very ambitious plan to develop it, but to develop it in a way that's sympathetic and doesn't damage it in any way. Now, that will obviously increase awareness of the monastic, the early monastic tradition in East Clare, and there's also a monastic tradition in the islands of West Clare, like Scattery. Mm. So I think that needs to be promoted, but it also needs to be protected, because, I mean, if you get mass tourism in a site like that, it's, you know, you're going to kill the goose that lays the golden eggs. You're going to destroy what you're seeking to promote, and we can't have that. So UNESCO does offer a lot of advice around protecting that. Now, that may involve fairly restrictive planning. Now, that's, I accept, easier to do with regard to an island than it is something like Clonmacnoise. But equally, yeah. I mean, I visited Clonmacnoise. Most people will be aware of it. It's a fantastic site. You know, typically our universities are far newer than universities across Europe, but Clonmacnoise was a seat of learning in medieval Europe.
Well, do you know what? If anything, people should go and visit these sites when they have a chance, when the 5K and the restrictions are lifted. But look, for the moment, we'll leave it there. Michael McNamara, Independent TD for Cundé and Clare. Thank you very much indeed.